immigration detention centers in the U.S. tend to be mostly full of men. But as the Trump administration expands enforcement, arrests of women are up by 35% compared to last year. Some who end up in detention will be pregnant. Liz Jones with KUW's immigration team looks at one story from the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma and questions it raises about women in detention.
She wears a yellow uniform, her long hair braided in the front, her handshake timid. We talk in a small meeting room, along with her attorney and an interpreter.
Mi nombre es Jacinta Morales Remigio y soy de Michoacán.
Jacinta Morales has spent 6 weeks here so far, inside this detention center run by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. She was picked up near her home outside Portland, Oregon. Morales' time in detention is marked by deep loss, but it didn't completely start that way.
Cuando vine aquí, me hicieron una prueba de orine y salió positivo.
When I got here, they did a urine test and it came out positive.
Estaba feliz y todo porque
I was thrilled to be pregnant and thrilled at the prospect of being a mother again and having Gonzalo's baby.
Gonzalo is her longtime partner. The baby was just 4 weeks along. Medical records confirm the details of her care. She has a prenatal appointment a few days after her arrival, and a doctor note reads, quote, her greatest concern is being deported without her 11-year-old son. Her son is a U.S. citizen. Gonzalo is caring for him now. A few days later, Morales finds out she's on the flight roster to be deported.
The day that ICE told me that I would be leaving in a week's time, I started to cry.
Me daban náuseas.
And I had pains and I felt nausea.
She saw a doctor and said she felt better. Then, a few days later, Morales woke up bleeding.
And after an hour, I went to the doctor.
Y me metieron en un cuarto así, esperando todavía, y me estaba desangrando demasiado.
And they put me in a room like this one, and I was really bleeding hard.
Y cuando me hablaron,
the officer asked me if I was feeling a lot of pain, and I said yes. And she said, I'm going to go and see if they can see you quickly.
Morales guesses she waited another hour while other women are seen. She says one had a toothache. In medical notes timestamped around noon, Morales rates her pain 10 out of 10. The doctor orders a hospital ambulance. It's slow to come, so they take her in the back of a patrol car, sitting up. She says it makes the bleeding worse. At the hospital, Morales learns she's had a miscarriage.
Mi único consuelo era para salir.
My only consolation, once I got out of this place, was to have my baby.
Pues ahorita ya no, ya no lo tengo.
And now I don't have him.
Tengo otro que me está esperando.
But I have another who is waiting.
Es mi única
esperanza. That's the only hope, the only thing I'm hanging on to.
Morales' situation raises questions about ICE's policy concerning pregnant and nursing mothers. An Obama-era policy, updated in 2016, says they will generally not be detained. But new enforcement guidelines under President Trump expand ICE's reach and eliminate some old rules. Megan Casey is Morales' attorney.
In terms of her pregnancy, former guidance would have encouraged ICE to release her.
Casey is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. She says as policies have shifted, it's created confusion about how ICE handles some categories of people, like dreamers or asylum seekers. As Casey took up Morales' case, she says it was unclear how the new guidelines apply to pregnant women.
I have requested her release on three different occasions, essentially appealing to humanitarian factors in her situation, and they have denied my requests three different times.
In an email to KUOW, an ICE spokeswoman confirms the guidelines for pregnant women have not changed, and under this policy, pregnant women can be held in detention for some criminal offenses or if they've already been ordered deported. That could apply to Morales. She was arrested for domestic violence a year ago after police responded to a dispute with her current partner, Gonzalo. That led to her immigration case, then a judge recently ordered her deported after she missed a court date. At the Northwest Detention Center, Jacinta Morales struggles with depression. She barely leaves her dorm room.
It's
a place where I would not wish any woman to be in at all. It makes you feel desperate.
Families at risk of deportation have generally thought of women and mothers as less targeted by ICE, but that idea has vanished under the Trump administration. In the first 4 months of this year, ICE arrests of women climbed 35% from the previous year, and about 300 pregnant women were held in detention.
I would say that they should take proper care of all pregnant women, because I don't wish what happened to me on any other woman.
Morales understands miscarriages are common in early pregnancies like hers. Still, she thinks more could have been done.
I think so. If they'd been able to stop the bleeding, I think that perhaps they might have been able to save my baby and I would have my baby.
Some studies also suggest that stress might contribute to miscarriages. It's ICE's policy to routinely reevaluate pregnant women to determine if detention is necessary. In June, an immigration judge granted Morales an unusually low bond of $1,500. It took her partner several weeks to raise the money with help from a local charity. Morales is now at home with her son in Oregon. Her deportation case is still pending. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
KUOW also asked immigration officials for statistics on miscarriages in its detention facilities. In the past 5 years, ICE reports just one other miscarriage. It happened in 2015. KUOW is tracking how an increase in immigration enforcement is affecting the Puget Sound region. You can find more stories from our immigration team online at KUOW.org.